USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American troops in northeastern Syria came under fire from multiple rockets Monday evening. There were no injuries to U.S. troops in the attack, in apparent retaliation for Sunday's U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. The search for survivors among the rubble of a Surfside, Florida condo entered a sixth day Tuesday, with around a half dozen bodies recovered from the partial collapse of the 12-story building and many people still unaccounted for. Rescue specialists from Israel and Mexico joined the American crews in the search for life using cranes, dogs, and infrared scanners. Roads buckled and power cables melted as record temperatures continue across the Pacific Northwest on Monday. Seattle, Washington surpassed its record set Sunday when it hit 108 on Monday evening. And Portland, Oregon, for the third consecutive day, recorded an all-time high temperature of 116 degrees. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Indiana Judge John Hanley on Friday ordered the state must continue the expanded federal unemployment benefits that were implemented during last year's pandemic relief efforts, saying that ending the funds ahead of their expiration date could cause irreparable harm to residents who are unable to pay for daily necessities. Will President Biden step away from Democrat demands? Tim Berg explains.
President Biden announced that he will sign a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package even if his own party is unable to pass a separate bill that includes Democratic spending priorities. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell Monday speaking about reaching an infrastructure deal.
I'd like to see us get there, and I do think the only way we can get there is to de-link the two issues. They are really separate issues.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor, the president previously said he would veto the bipartisan plan if Congress failed to pass a broader Democratic spending package. But the president did walk that back over the weekend.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new Gallup poll shows most Americans believe the pandemic is over in the United States. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll from Gallup shows that nearly 30% of Americans feel that the pandemic is over amid the rollback of many COVID restrictions and most activities and businesses returning to full capacity. But health officials say there's still work to be done before victory can be declared. Dr. Tyson Bell is the medical ICU director at the University of Virginia and tells CBS News that until more people are vaccinated, there's still the risk of new outbreaks.
We've certainly turned a corner when it comes to the pandemic. When you think about the situation last year compared to now, but we're far from over. Vaccination really is the protection that will take us forward and to really turn a corner on this. And when we have low vaccine uptakes in parts of the country, we've got millions more to vaccinate here. We have billions more to vaccinate around the world. And we saw the example of what can happen when a surge in a place far from home can lead to variants that can set you back to square one. So we've seen that potential is there. And until we really vaccinate the vast majority of people across the world, we really can't say that this is truly over.
Game one in hockey's Stanley Cup Finals goes to the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-1. Lightning center Alex Killorn on NBCSN talks about the Canadiens as that was his team as a kid growing up.
In the finals, I grew up a Montreal fan, but I don't know who my friends are rooting for, but I'm just happy to be in the finals.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.